Canadian engineers launch first solar-powered dinner cruise. Stephen Arnold from Ride Solar is working to minimize climate change and carbon emissions. He's taken to heart the Prince Edward Island commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 30% by 2020. Arnold's vision is a transit system in Pei that combines land and water vehicles for sightseeing, commuting, and leisure trips. Ride Solar is running a Kickstarter campaign for their ship Isola Solaretto, what they hope will be the world's first solar-powered dinner cruise and tour boat. Ride Solar worked with EYE Marine Consultants on the conversion of the ship first called Expo Service No. 5 at Expo 67. The hull length is 11.66 meters and beam length 3.91 meters. Elco EP70 electric motors are the main engines and Conrad 560 stern drives are used for propulsion. Solar arrays are placed along the top of the vessel while two strings of batteries sit underneath to power the motors. Based on the EYE drawings, it looks like there are 16 panels producing 100 watts and 24 panels producing 200 watts, so the full array is planned to produce 6.4 kilowatts. Lexan viewing panels are installed in the floor so riders can see the batteries and engines during their trip. The ship is built for 44 passengers with a full complement of 49 riders, including the crew. On some level, we have to play the engineer that ruins everyone's good time and point out that adding a ship into the Charlottetown Harbor will most assuredly cause more carbon emissions over time than the do-nothing option. But there are so many great sustainability ideals at play here. Recycling a boat from a World's Fair that pledges to use renewable energy is fantastic. The hope is that Ride Solar's maiden voyage will happen this summer as a Make Canadian History tour in the first solar-powered interprovincial ride between Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick. The campaign is not yet successful and will end on May 25, 2019.